Last two Mishnahs here in Maseches Psachim. Ve'in after Nachar Pesach Hafikoman, we do not eat anything after the Korban Pesach with any dessert, because you want to have the tam of the Korban Pesach in your mouth. And today, that's what we call afikoman, the last matzah, because we want to have tam matzah befiv. We want to end the night with that flavor of the matzah, which is such a powerful spiritual ingredient in our lives. So we want that to linger with us. Well, yashnu miktsasan, what happens if you are sitting at the Seder? And some of the members of the Seder who started to eat the Korban Pesach, they fell asleep. So does that interrupt the achila, the eating of that chabura? So if some of them fell asleep, yochlu, other people can continue eating. But if kulan, if everybody fell asleep while they're in the middle of the Korban Pesach, lo yochlu, you can't eating it. Why? Because it became disqualified with what's called a hesach hadas, a lack of paying attention. There's a requirement that you have to pay attention to the carbon. That's also true in the context of truma, but specifically in this case of the carbon, you have to pay close attention to it, and you can't eat it if people fell asleep. Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnam Nemu, if they dozed, Yochlu, you continue to eat, but near Nemu, if they actually fell asleep, then Lo Yochlu, you can't eat it. Last Mishnah tests, HaPesach HaChar Chatzos, the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, after midnight, Metame Es HaYadayim, it is Metame the Yadayim. Why? Because it becomes Nosar. This is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that you're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos. After that, it's disqualified as being considered leftover. The Chachamim disagree, they say it until the morning. Nafkamina for us is, we have the practice that we want to connect the saying of the Haggadah with what was the Achila of the Korban Pesach, because that's connected to Achilas Matzah, which is the linchpin of the recitation of the Haggadah. So if you are Machmer for a Blaz Ben Azar, you make sure to finish the Haggadah before you finish your Haggadah and you finish your Achilas Matzah, and according to the Ramah, even the four cups, all before Chatzos. Hapigol, if a person shechted a korban with the intent for eating it after the allowed amount of time, vahanosar, or something that was left over, metamin esayadayim. So these disqualified korbanos are metamin esayadayim, means there's a tumma midrabanan, that if somebody touches it, their hands become tummy. Minat Torah, it's either all or nothing, your whole body. But when they read midrabanan, they instituted a special added level of tumah on a person's hands in certain cases. So these psula hamukdashin, these disqualified karbanos, are metami seyadayim. The Mishnah now says that we have to talk about a bracha on eating kachim. What happens when you have multiple items of kachim? So for example, on Erev Pesach, remember we talked about earlier in the Masechta that a person would offer a Korban Pesach and together with it also a Korban Chagiga, so that they would eat Al Hasova, so that they would be full before they ate their Korban Pesach. So on the night of the Seder, the first thing is they would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, Al Achilas HaZevach, on the eating of the Korban. So if the Mishnah says, Birach Birchas HaPesach, Patar Es Shal Zevach, if they initially made the bracha on the Korban Pesach, so then you don't have to make a bracha on the Chagiga, because the Korban Pesach covers the Chagiga. Berach es shal zevach, lo patar es shal pesach, divir Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, if you made the bracha on the zevach first, alachil hazevach, that does not patar, it does not cover the recitation of the second bracha, which is more distinct, it's more focused, it's Asher Kedisham Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al Achilas HaPesach, the specific Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo zu poterazo, v'lo zu poterazo. Neither of them pater each other. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Each bracha is distinct and independent, and therefore, whichever one you made first is good for its own carbon, but it's not good for the other one. Salak Maseches Pesachim, Mazel Tov, Emir Tz Hashem, Yishib Zoche, to finish many more Masechtas together. Looking forward, please God, to starting Maseches Shkolim tomorrow.